Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be with you. We talked about the first revelations that the Prophet, peace be upon him, alayhi wasalam, got from God and from Allah, telling him, look at the world and change the way you look at the world to understand that all this order, the elements within the order, have a meaning, and that you have to respect this and you have to understand. So there is an order and there is a way. The second thing that came with the first revelations is quite amazing, and yet it's quite natural if we understand the very meaning of being with God. As much as you have to look at the world the way it is, you have to look at the poor, the people around you who are poor, who are the invisible. It's as if with the revelation, or the revelation makes the invisible visible. With the moon, the sun, the mountains, but also with your fellow human beings. And that you have to change your sight, you have to change the way you look at them in order to achieve your responsibility to be and to bear witness to your message before human beings and your fellow human beings. This process, it's important to understand that now when you look at the poor people, you should understand that they have a very important role in your spiritual journey. You are not completing and will not complete your faith if you don't change the way you look at them. And this is what we have in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ قَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We give dignity to human beings. And this dignity is the essence of his being and her being. And at the same time, كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمَ. You are not respecting and giving the dignity to the poor people. So between what is the real status of your fellow human being and what you are doing with them, neglecting them, not looking at them, being unconscious in a way, and ghafla, completely distracted from the very meaning of their presence. You don't get that the poor has his or her status for him or herself, but there is the spiritual teaching for yourself. And this is exactly the meaning of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, when you fast, is to go through this experience, to understand in which way this experience of avoiding eating and drinking is helping you to change the way you look at the world and to be an agent of good to repair the world out of your understanding. So to bear witness in this way means that you get the message, that you understand your responsibility. You got the message, you change the way you look at the world and your fellow human beings, and you repair the world for the better. This is what it means to be a witness, and this is what we are expected to do as believers. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.